Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune. And before Trevor and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of his conversation with Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales.
All right, well, we'll start with last week. There was obviously some positives. Big touchdown on the fourth play of the game. Darius Ely ends up with three. Four red zone turnovers you guys forced. So just what are some of the takeaways you take away from a game like that?
You know, progress. We're going to continue to get better. Like I said a couple weeks ago, you know, we're just going to put one foot in front of the other and continue to move in a northern direction.
So moving into Fort Hays this week, high-powered offense last year hasn't quite got it going so far this year. So just what have you noticed from their offense so far on film?
Well, I think they're a talented group. I think that we're going to have to really buckle down and be a little bit stingy on defense. They're going to toss it all over the yard. They've got some good skilled personnel, good offensive line, good defensive line, and we've got our hands full.
So switching to the defensive side of the ball, just what looks do you think they're going to throw at you guys, and just what have you noticed from their defense on film?
I think relentless pursuit is what we're going to get. They're going to have 11 hats around the ball, and they're going to strain to finish their plays, and they're going to tackle. So we've got to deal with that. We've got to do our best to execute.
All right, that was Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales. And Trevor, I think if you would have told people last week going in that you would have scored 20 against Northwest Missouri State, I think people would have said, great, that's fine. And then if you would have told them you would have given up 58 and lost 58-20, they would have probably not been surprised. So I think obviously some positives to take away from last week. What were your general impressions about how it went against Northwest Missouri State?
Well, Lincoln took the field about 30 seconds left before the game. It seemed like it was kind of chaotic. And then fourth play of the game, they scored a 64-yard touchdown.
Sure.
And so I think everybody was a little stunned. They got Darius Ely on a fly route down the sideline. He runs untouched to the end zone. That's an obvious positive. They got outgained total yards-wise by a lot.
Yeah,
but they did force four turnovers in the red zone, so it was kind of a bend but don't break mentality for Lincoln last week. So,
right.
Darius Ely ended up with 134 yards and three touchdowns as a wide receiver. That's an obvious positive. So, I mean, obviously there were a lot of negatives, giving up 58 points, but I mean, I don't think many people expected Lincoln to stay in the game, and they stayed in it for a decent amount of time.
So. Right. Right.
It was overall pretty positive, I would say.
I think of all the things that you think going into the game, it can end up, you know, it could have ended up a lot uglier than that, and you could have had a lot less talk about than that. So it's a good thing coming away from that where you go, okay, now, you know, that's great. Now, the problem that comes out of that game then is that, you know, we're heading into this week, which will be a 6 o'clock game Saturday night, White Tree Reed Stadium against Fort Hays State. We'll get to all that in a minute. The biggest jumping off point, though, is we're going to be doing it without the quarterback we've seen the first two games of the season.
So, yeah, Xavier didn't play last week either. That was kind of a big surprise. I was told all week there was a competition going on between him and Zamar Brake. And then Zamar Brake comes out for the first series. Okay, maybe he won the job. And then he goes down for a play, and you see Nathan Valencia run on the field. And it's like, okay, something's up here.
Right.
So after the game, he told me that, yeah, they're probably going to be without Xavier Vaughn for the rest of the season with an injury that he did not disclose. So that's something to look out for. And they said this week that it's going to be Nathan Valencia and Samar Brake again. I would expect Samar Brake to get the start. He played the majority of the game last week, and he really didn't look all that bad. He was 10 for 25. He was under a lot of pressure. 144 yards, two touchdowns, and a pick. So, and then Valencia came in late in the game. He was 3 for 6 for 65 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. So there was good and bad from both of them. But I think Samar Brake gives them the best chance to compete. He showed some pretty good accuracy down the field. He did have the bad interception where he forced it into double coverage, but that seemed like it was a planned shot, first play after a turnover.
So yeah.
It seemed like they wanted him to do that. And talking to Gales after the game, he wasn't too upset
sure.
with the outcome of that play. He was basically saying that are going to take those shots down the field, you have to be okay with the results, because it's going to be good and it's going to be bad sometimes. So I'm interested to see kind of how they split the snap count between those two, but it'll be interesting for sure.
Here's the tricky thing. No matter who's taking snaps, at what point they're taking the snaps, they're going to be taking the snaps with a lot of really young guys standing right in front of between them and the defense.
So, they started 5 freshmen on the offensive line last week. Some injuries have kind of got them deeper into that depth chart, but they only allowed 2 sacks. So that's a big positive.
Okay. Well, good
but
for
I think
them.
That also has to do with Samar Brake was doing everything he could to get out of that pocket when it was collapsing on him. And I think that has to do with the 10 for 25 completion stat line for him. But the cohesiveness really showed, the lack of cohesiveness really showed in the running game. They had 33 rushes for 24 yards. That's obviously not ideal. So, I mean, it's also a really good Northwest front, but they're going to be going up against another good front in Fort Hays State this week.
So I guess the obvious question is, any help on the way, or we've got a freshman offensive line the rest of the way on out the rest of the season?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same this week. I'm not sure how long it's going to be like that.
Okay.
That's something to watch out for. You would expect them to get better as the weeks go on. O-line plays a lot about just communication and knowing your assignments, so getting that under wraps, it takes some time a lot of the time, and especially when you are undersized against everybody you're playing against, all that needs to be tenfold better.
Right.
So, it's something to look out for. Don't expect it to be great this week, but I would expect it to be a little bit better than we saw last week.
So, Lincoln, Fort Hays State, both come into this game 0-2 overall and 0-2 in the conference. The only thing that makes me a little worried about this one is by the same token where Lincoln lost 58-20 to Northwest, Fort Hays State only lost 33-19 to Northwest. So they obviously gave them a scare in week one, only scored 19 again the next week when they lost last week 35-19 to Missouri Western. So you look at them and go, if they can give Northwest such a tight game, that kind of worries me from the standpoint of where you go, okay, even though they're 0-2, they're a pretty good 0-2. They're not just some 0-2 that's coming in here that's struggling at this point.
Yeah, I picked them to finish pretty high in the conference.
Okay.
They're a very talented team. The big difference between their week one performance to their week two performance, last week they were without starting quarterback Chance Fuller, who is the all-time leader in passing yards and touchdowns for them.
Okay.
So they had to switch it over to Jack Dawson for an injury last week. And it sounds like the expectation is Jack Dawson's going to be the quarterback again this week.
Okay.
So that's kind of a positive for them. And, they ran 2 completely different offenses with the starting quarterback to the backup. Week one, they attempted 61 pass attempts. It also has to probably do with the fact that they were down a lot to Northwest.
Sure.
So they were trying to play some catch-up, but they only attempted 33 passes last week.
Okay.
So Gales was saying that their playbook was a little bit smaller last week compared to what they have, obviously, with probably the best quarterback they've ever had in that program. So, people to look out for. Running back Adrian Soto, he had a really good year last year, and he's 26 rushes for 131 yards and a touchdown so far this year. So I would expect, if it is Jack Dawson starting, that they're going to be trying to get him involved early and often.
Okay.
And they will use the passing game if and when needed more than they would if Chance Fuller was in, because they like to push the ball down the field with him.
So if it's a team that, is kind of consistently, obviously scoring 19 both weeks, they're not putting up a ton of points, so it's not like you have to worry about that. So how does Lincoln keep this one close long enough to maybe where they give themselves a puncher's chance at the end? What maybe needs to happen for them to be in it later where they might have a chance to pull one out?
So it's got to be sort of the same script as they had last week. They got to convert on those big play touchdowns because red zone offense has obviously been a struggle for them so far this year. So convert on the big play touchdowns and force turnovers. They pride themselves on getting multiple guys around the football, and they were doing a really good job of getting hands on the football, punching balls out, and having a guy that is right there to recover it. So if they force a few turnovers and they take care of the ball on their side and maybe get some of those big play touchdowns, you could look up in the fourth quarter and this game be a lot closer than you think.
So I guess that segues nicely into the prediction point, and we'll say, do they find themselves in it late in the game, and do they have a chance?
I think this game stays close for a while. Like, maybe halftime you look up and Lincoln's down by a touchdown or two. But I think Fort Hays State just has the experience a lot more than the younger Lincoln team. And they kind of run away with this one a little bit. We'll say 45-21.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter at TREVHAHN3. That's Trev Hahn3. Thanks for listening.